kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
At tuloy-tuloy naman tayo para naman sa ating Voting 101. Kung ikaw ay Australian citizen, edad 18 pataas, dapat na po kayong mag-enroll at kayo po ay eligible na para maging isang botante. At kung ikaw naman ay botante, maaring iniisip mo kung paano ka naman makakaboto ngayong taon dito sa Australia. Kaya dito sa Voting 101, ipapaliwanag namin kung kailan at kung saan ka boboto at paano nga ba bumoto at kung ano nga ba talaga yung mga ibinoboto mo sa araw ng halalan. Umarangkada na ang kampanya para sa Australian federal election.
Australians will have an opportunity.
A choice between Labor, committed to addressing cost of living pressures while building Australia's future.
And a new strong coalition government to get our country back on track.
Sa episode na ito ng SBS Voting 101, ipapaliwanag namin kung paano ang aktwal na pagboto. At tama, hindi lang isa kundi dalawang boto ang kailangan mong ihulog. Isa para sa House of Representatives at isa para sa Senado. Pero ang tanong, kailan at saan nga ba bumoboto? Narito ang paliwanag ni Kath Gleeson, ang Deputy Commissioner ng Australian Electoral Commission.
We have a lot of options for people to cast their vote. There is early voting available for people who can't vote on election day, and there's about 550 early voting centres across the country for the 2 weeks prior to polling day. We have postal voting that's available for people who can't get to an early voting centre or a polling place on polling day. And then for people who are overseas, we have overseas voting available as well, either in the form of a postal vote or at an embassy or high commission overseas. And we'll have those listed on the AEC website during the election period.
At maaari mo ring bisitahin ang aec.gov.au na website para makita ang pinakamalapit na voting center. Sa mismong araw ng halalan, kung ikaw naman ay first-time voter, may ilang bagay na dapat tandaan.
You'll often see party workers when you approach the polling place. They are there to campaign for a particular candidate, and they might be handing out how to vote material. That tells you the information that they want to give you about how to vote for their candidate. You don't have to take it if you don't want, and you can take more than one if you like. You'll then enter the polling place and our issuing officer will ask for your name and whether you voted before in this election. You'll get both ballot papers with an instruction and then you'll move to a voting screen where you can cast your vote. You can take as long as you need to. You can use your phone to do your own research. We just ask that people don't take pictures in the polling place.
Pagdating naman sa booth at hawak mo na ang dalawang balota, maaari mo sigurong itanong, sino ba talaga yung mga ibinoboto ko? Karaniwan, iniisip ng mga tao na ang halalan ay labanan lamang ng Prime Minister at Opposition Leader. Pero sa pagkakataong ito ay si Anthony Albanese.
I want to seek our common purpose and promote unity and optimism, not fear and division.
At si Peter Dutton.
The Dutton Coalition Government will provide the moral and political leadership needed to restore law, order, and justice.
Ang nagtutunggali, pero hindi ganito ang takbo ng politika sa Australia. Mayroong dalawang sangay ang Parliament. Ito ang House of Representatives at ang Senate. At sa eleksyong ito, iboboto ang 150 members ng House of Representatives at apat na po sa 76 na senador. Sa House of Representatives, makakatanggap ka ng green ballot o berdeng balota para sa kinatawan ng inyong lugar o yung inyong electorate.
And an electorate is a geographical area and is represented by one member of parliament. Now, all those areas are different sizes because each electorate has roughly the same number of electors inside it. So, one member of parliament represents one electorate.
Maliban na lang kung nasa division kayo ni Ginoong Albanese sa Grandler o ni Ginoong Dutton sa Dixon, hindi nyo makikita ang kanilang mga pangalan sa balota.
So when you go to vote on election day, you'll be voting for the House of Representatives and you'll get a green ballot paper and you need to number every box in the order of your choice. And that is called preferential voting. The person who achieves 50% of the votes plus one is the winner of that election, and they then sit in the House of Representatives.
Sa sistemang ito, kahit matalo ang pinakapaborito mong kandidato, hindi masasayang ang boto mo. Halimbawa, kung ang first choice mo ay si candidate Z, pero gusto mo pa rin yung ibang mga partido katulad ni Party A kaysa sa Party B, pwede mong ilagay si candidate bilang number 1 at yung partido A bilang number 2 at partido B bilang number 3. Kapag natanggal si candidate Z or itong kandidato na nilagay mo ng number 1, hindi nakaabot ng 50% yung boto niya, malilipat yung boto mo dun sa next na inilagay mo, dun sa yung number 2 o yung next preference, hanggang may mga makakuha ng majority. So, sunod-sunod yun, dun sa lahat ng mga inilagay ninyo na numero. Sa Senado, gagamit ka naman ng puting balota na mas malaki.
That voting process is a little different. It's a very large white ballot paper. You can vote above the line and you can number up to 6 boxes or more than 6 boxes above the line or you can number 12 boxes or more below the line.
At pag natapos ka na sa pagboto, itinutupi ang balota at iniuhulog naman ito sa tamang kahon. Yung green ay para sa House at again, kulay puti o kulay white para sa Senado.
Then you'll fold your ballot papers and you'll take them to the ballot box and our ballot box guard will help make sure that you put the green ballot paper in the House of Representatives box and the white ballot paper in the Senate ballot box. And then you'll exit and maybe you'll get a democracy sausage or a cupcake or something on your way out.
Pero isang importanteng paalala, kailangan tama ang pag-fill out mo sa iyong balota dahil kung magkamali ka, pwede ka namang humingi ng bago.
There are really good instructions on both the green ballot paper and the white ballot paper, and we ask Australians to make sure they follow those instructions when they come to vote on the day. And you can ask an AEC staff member for assistance if you need help on the day. If you make a mistake, that is absolutely okay and understandable. The Senate ballot paper in particular is quite complicated. So if you make a mistake, you can just go back to the issuing officer and say, I made a mistake. Can you please destroy this one and give me a new one? And they'll do that.
Kung gusto mo namang kilalanin ang mga kandidato sa inyong lugar o gamitin ang practice tool, maaari mong bisitahin ang aec.gov.au website. At tandaan, lahat ng adult Australian citizens na nasa bansa sa araw ng eleksyon ay required bumoto. Dahil kung hindi, maaari kang multahan. Maliban na lang kung meron kang malubhang sakit o meron kang dahilan.
You will technically have a valid and sufficient reason for not having voted, but we encourage you to try and avail yourself of the other options available. So if you're able to go at some period during the 2 weeks of early voting or apply for a postal vote and ask for some assistance from a relative, neighbour, friend, someone you trust to take that to the postbox on your behalf, there's lots of options to enfranchise Australians.
Kaya naman kung hindi ka pa sigurado kung paano ka boboto, ngayon ang tamang panahon para magplano. At kung alam mo namang wala ka sa araw ng eleksyon, bumoto ka na sa loob ng 2 linggong early voting o humiling ka rin ng postal vote sa aec.gov.au. At pakinggan pa ang mga nakaraang episode ng Voting 101 para malaman kung eligible ka bang bumoto at abangan pa ang mga susunod nating episode kung saan ipapaliwanag naman kung paano gumagana ang parliament dito sa Australia. Kaya mga kababayan at sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig, maging wais sa pagboto. At yan ang binuang-ulat ni Sam Dover para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.